USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Mississippi Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson on ABC's This Week says Democrats' objections are more about how the president is characterizing the idea of a physical barrier on the southern border.
Well, I don't think Democrats are opposed to any physical barriers. It's just the president constantly evolves his description of the wall, just as he indicated Mexico was going to pay for whatever was there.
Thompson is on the House Homeland Security Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Four members of an Oregon family were killed last night in their home. The suspect was shot by law enforcement as he was trying to kill his daughter. Clackamas County Sheriff Sergeant Brian Jensen.
Five dead, including the suspect. The deceased range in age from an infant to like a retirement age, mid to late 60s. The two survivors, one is a child and the other is an adult female. The suspect is a male adult in his 40s.
The Los Angeles Rams have won the NFC Championship and are now headed to the Super Bowl. L.A. trailed the entire game against the New Orleans Saints before tying the game twice in the fourth quarter. The score was tied at 23 when the time ran out, pushing the game into overtime. The Rams kicked a 57-yard goal to win the game 26-23. And the New England Patriots won the NFL Championship. They head to the Super Bowl in Atlanta in 2 weeks after beating the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Researchers that swam with one of the largest great whites ever recorded are using their experience to help push for legislation that would protect sharks in Hawaii. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ocean Ramsey, a shark researcher and conservationist, told the Associated Press that she encountered the 20-foot shark Tuesday near a dead sperm whale off Oahu.
There were, I would say, about 15 random people who had jumped in the water near a dead whale carcass. I saw her heading over there. We headed over there. And as a matter of public safety, I put myself between those inexperienced people who were in these bright colored fins, which were obviously catching her eye, and I gently deterred her.
Ramsey said she's been pushing for a bill that would ban the killing of sharks and rays in Hawaii for several years and hopes this year the measure will actually become law. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The spy whose top accomplishment was the basis of the Hollywood film Argo is dead. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Ben Affleck had portrayed him in Argo. Tony Mendez died on Saturday at an assisted living center in Frederick, Maryland at the age of 78. Mendez was a 25-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency and the man who did disguise himself as an Irish filmmaker to smuggle six State Department employees out of Tehran during the Iranian hostage crisis. That success became the real-life event that inspired the Oscar-winning film. Mendez suffered from Parkinson's disease in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.